Welcome to Biscuit Beer Chat. This is Mike. I recently just got back from the Festivale, a fairly large beer festival in the Okanagan region of British Columbia in the city of Penticton, BC. The festival took place between April 12th and 13th, 2019. That's the Friday and the Saturday. The festival is a charitable event. Money from this festival goes towards local charities in the Okanagan, and they have raised in the first, I think this is just the first 23 years, this year was the 24th year, they've raised $697,000. So that's just going to keep rising. Next year is going to be their 25th anniversary, and they're expecting it to be a much larger festival, going from about 80 breweries to about 125 breweries, and they're really going to make it a much larger event and really celebrate the history that they've been making. So it's a wonderful event. There's breweries from all over the province that come out, from the north of British Columbia to the west, or the coast where I'm living in Vancouver. There's stuff out in the Vancouver Island area that go there. And there's also ones from the Okanagan that don't make it out to Vancouver very often. And even some out in the Kootenays. So you have a lot of different beers to try, and some of them will be new to you. We're going to have just a couple little interviews I did with some of the newer breweries in British Columbia that came out to this festival. So just grab a beer, and here comes some little interviews. Hopefully you enjoy them. All right, can you introduce yourself, please?
Mike Coghill, founder of Yellow Dog and co-founder of Neighborhood Brewing.
Awesome. So you're going to be opening up here in Penticton. Do you have kind of a ballpark yet?
Nothing to commit to yet. We're hoping by the end of 2019 we'll be open, though, and beer flowing. So
awesome. And you were just telling me it's just going to be down the, like, two doors down from Bad Tattoo Brewing. So can you tell me a little bit about the space?
Yeah, well, there's nothing there yet right now. It's going to be a building from the ground up. So in this venture, we decided, you know, we have the time and patience to build our own brewery and design it the way we want to have it, and maybe make it a little bit more inviting, but still keep that industrial theme to it. So ground up and bigger and fun and everything like that.
What are the beers going to be like? Are you going to have kind of similar beers to your other brewery, or is it going to be totally different way of brewing here?
I wouldn't say totally different, but they won't be the same beers either. Darren, who is our assistant brewer at Yellow Dog since we opened there, has moved up here to become the brewmaster, so it'll be his reign to design those recipes and come up with beers. But, you know, of course, he'll be semi-influenced by Yellow Dog. That's where he learned and cut his teeth. But at the same time, it gives him our creative freedoms to try those ideas that he maybe wanted to try before and hasn't had the chance to.
Awesome. Well, I see you guys are pouring some beer here today. What did you guys bring up?
We got a couple pilot batches. So we have a hazy pale ale and a saison. And then we did a collaboration with Bad Tattoo where we're brewing the beer, testing our beer recipes at right now, called Two Doors Down, since we are Two Doors Down, which is a hazy IPA. So
awesome. Thanks a lot. Good luck.
Thanks a lot.
Can you introduce yourself?
I'm Brady Powell.
All right. So what brew are you with?
I work for Elevation 57 Brewing Company.
Where is that located for people that don't live in the Okanagan here?
It's located up at Big White, actually, and it's the highest brewery in Canada at 5,757 feet.
Nice. So we're at the Festivale right now. What beers did you bring to share with the people?
So we have our Mango Wheat Ale, which is a wheat ale that we finish with 20 liters of mango concentrate. Then we have our half classic wheat beer, and then we have actually our blonde ale as well, which is a nice, easy drinking ale.
Nice. Are these on your core lineup, or do you have beers that are kind of on your core up at the mountain?
So both the half and the blonde are core lineup, but our mango wheat ale is a collaboration we did with Craft Kelowna, and we're actually, every beer that they sell and every beer that we sell up at our place, $1 is going to be donated to Pacific Autism.
That's awesome. So I'm guessing your probably busiest season is probably the winter up at the mountain there. What's it like up there in the summer? Is there fun activities for people to do, like mountain biking and stuff? Or
Mountain biking's been going on for the last 2 years at Big White now. I don't mountain bike personally, but I've heard from people that it's improving every year. And we open up and pour our beers on their patio. Beautiful spot in the summertime, surrounded by mountains. Couldn't ask for much better.
Yeah, sounds awesome. I need to get up there soon. Thanks a lot, man.
No worries.
Thanks. All right, can you introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Will from the Beer Farmers. We're a farm brewery in Pemberton, BC.
All right, can you tell me a little bit about the background? Because you're the Beer Farmers. I've been talking to you a little bit. It sounds like you guys are a family farm as well. Can you give me a little history on the farm?
Yeah, we're a family farm. I'm the fourth generation, so we've been there farming potatoes for 120-something years, getting pretty sick of potatoes and ready to switch it up. So the brewery idea is like a little bit of a mix of different family ideas. My mom's actually the brewer, so she's had her years of home brewing and professional brewing experience, so it was kind of, she was sort of begging us to do it, and we finally gave in.
That's awesome. Can you tell me a little bit about the beers you guys are currently brewing then?
We do, on our farm, we grow barley and hops. So we grow about 40 acres of barley, which fuels sort of a whole set or a line of beers that are, we try to make it sort of terroir focused. So that's going to be either, 100% grown on the farm or grown in Pemberton. And it's going to be what it's going to be. So we try to make more approachable or stripped back styles so that you can kind of taste, what's in it versus, say, throwing everything at it and this hop and that hop. And then you can't really tell which ingredient's doing what. So, that's kind of fun for us from a product style.
For sure. What size brewery are you guys?
We have a 1,000-liter brewery, so we are doing, brewing a couple times a week and pumping out, try to make as many different kinds as we can, a little bit of a barrel program where we're, aging with wild yeast some of our farm-grown beers. And so a bit of a mix of, sort of the stuff you got to have and the stuff we like to make.
Definitely. Do you guys have a core lineup right now?
Well, we opened up last summer, so it kind of, you don't really know what people are going to like. So we kind of knew the ones that, that's a fun part of the journey is when you figure out like, oh yeah, no, this isn't the one, this is the one, or whatever else. So we do, it kind of shows like immediately when, half your sales are probably going to be like one or two beers. And that's not really up to you.
Definitely.
Totally.
So you're up in Pemberton. You're one of the two breweries in town.
Yeah.
What other reasons can you say that people should come out to Pemberton and make their way to your brewery?
Well, Pemberton is known for its kind of like its views. It's a mountain town. It's quiet. It's just far enough away from the city that you can get there in a day. And we're out there on the farm, man. We're in the older part of Pemberton where all the farms are. You come out, you sit on the patio, you're watching people fix tractors or do this and that, enjoying a beer that was grown on the farm. It's hard to beat.
Definitely. Well, if you're heading up to the zoo that is Joffrey Lakes or something, head over to the brewery.
Yeah, if the lineup's too long at Joffrey Lakes, you can always pop in at the brewery.
Cheers. Thanks a lot, man.
Cheers.
Hi, Mike. It's Kim from Iron Road Brewery.
Where are you guys located?
We're located in Kamloops, B.C. We're on Camosun Crescent across from TRU playing field.
Perfect. So you guys are just coming up to your second anniversary, was it?
Yeah, second anniversary will be in August. We're excited about that. We've been having a lot of fun.
What kind of beers do you guys specialize in?
All kinds of beer. All good beer. We started with our Locomotive Lager, a Lupine IPA, Redbridge Pale Ale. Those are our pilot beers for sure. And right now we've got a Boomer Sour Wild Ale that's absolutely delicious. We won gold for it last year, the BC Beer Awards. And we just put out let's call it Juice Train. We are Iron Road Brewery, so a lot of our beer will come, our beer names will come from train stuff. It's a pomegranate Brett Saison. It's super delicious and juicy. And, yeah, we're having lots of fun with all kinds of beer.
Perfect. Do you have anything exciting coming up for the summer coming up now?
Ooh.
That you can talk about?
I did try something with a mango juiciness in it. And that's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
I'm Cassie from the Angry Hen.
So where are you guys located?
We're in Caslow, which is at the north end of Kootenay Lake. So it's a super small village of 948 people the last time we counted.
Perfect. So can you tell me a little bit about the brewery? How big is the brewery?
So we're pretty small. We just have a little tasting room and like not a huge amount. And we just do stuff in the lounge and then keg sales. So there's no stuff. We don't do any packaging or anything like that right now.
Perfect. What kind of beers do you guys produce?
We do really good, like, true-to-style beers. We have a Kolsch. We have a bitter, a hazy IPA. We do a sour. What else? We have a really nice Mosaic Pale Ale. That's one of my favorites, for sure. And then a nice Irish Red.
Awesome. Well, it's always fun trying to pull people from the big city. What are some reasons to get some people to come out towards the brewery?
Oh, it is so beautiful. So we have our patio has a nice view of the Moyi, which is a stern wheeler, and you can take tours on it during the summer. And we got this beautiful lake view of the mountains and everything like that. So it's absolutely small village vibes. And we have some of the best food around too. It's just gorgeous, gorgeous, super chill, and absolutely a break from the city.
Awesome. And, you know, it doesn't hurt either. There's a ton of hot springs out in the Kootenays either.
Oh, that doesn't hurt at all. Yeah. We're 25 minutes from Ainsworth Hot Springs, so lots of people come for a soak, and then they come to the brewery, and they just relax.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Brendan Bonfield from Lightheart Brewing.
Nathaniel Sim from Lightheart Brewing.
All right, so you guys started out at Callister, and now you've moved on to Moody Ales. Can you tell me a little bit about the sort of relaunch of the brand now?
Well, as we're looking around for a location, our friends at Moody Ales had a need, and we needed a space, so we made an arrangement that works for both of us, and we're relaunching our brand out on Brewer's Row at Port Moody. And I got Nathaniel making some tasty beers. Want to speak to the beers?
Yeah, we've got some crazy stuff coming up that I'm really excited about. I mean, we're doing a pale ale that's at 5% with a ton of citra. Just going for that real, like, really light, easy-drinking citrus kind of pale ale. And then we've got an old-school West Coast IPA with a ton of Simcoe and Columbus and citra. That's the word I was looking for. It's been a long week, man. And it's just, like, super fruity, but also a really aggressive grapefruit character.
Awesome. So what is your kind of plan for the beers you guys are going to be brewing both at Moody and then when you get your own location?
Well, right now we're going to focus on just nailing in our Saison, our IPAs. We'll have a Hazy and a West Coast, our Pale Ale and our Porter. And then we'll package and keg and distribute from now on a smaller scale. And then when we branch out into our own location, then we'll obviously ramp up production. But right now it's focusing on Nathaniel's specialty, which we want to specialize in Saisons. And
sour IPAs. I've been playing around with sour IPAs. I've noticed with a lot of beers that I'm drinking, I like the slightly more acidic beers. I find it makes the hops shine a bit more. So I've got about five sour IPA recipes that I'm working on right now. One of them is a collaboration with Moody Ales. It's a lemonade-inspired IPA, and it's rad. It literally tastes like lemonade with a hint of beer. It's the perfect patio beer. I want to drink some right now, but we're serving, so I can't.
I want to drink it right now, too. How many beers are you guys pouring right now at Moody, or where are you guys pouring right now?
So right now, we're just getting two tap lines installed at Moody Ales, so we're going to be on, we'll have two taps going on there. But everything's being held up because we're waiting for our tanks to be manufactured. Those will hopefully be delivered in June. And when that happens, you're going to see us kind of kick it up a bit. We've got some friends at a few bars around the town, like 12 Kings, who we love, the Alibi Room, who we love, and, of course, our buddies at Darby's. So we're gonna be on top of those places and probably at Rogue and Say Dogs and stuff like that.
We're just waiting on Ripley right now. They're about a month out before we get our tanks, and then we'll have a bigger tanks capacity and be putting out more kegs and package. So.
It's always waiting for those damn tanks, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, well, thanks a lot. Cheers.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Keep it real, buddy.
All right, can you introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Kerry. I'm from Vice and Virtue Brewing Company in Kelowna, BC.
Whereabouts are you guys located in Kelowna?
So we're down on Richter Street in the north end, just past Sandhill. We're actually in the last unit in the CellarTech building on the right-hand side towards Knox Mountain.
So you're down by a lot of the breweries in Kelowna then, aren't you?
Yes, we are. Yeah, it's awesome.
So can you tell me a little bit about the brewery and what you guys brew and kind of the what you guys do, basically?
Well, we make beer and we make food. But for the beer scene, we actually have a small little restaurant tap room. We have about 44 seats in there. We're running a 12-heck two-vessel system with six uni tanks. It's all open concept. It's a modern industrial style themed tap room. And, yeah, we're just trying to really nail down some approachable beers for everybody. And, yeah, that's basically...
Do you guys have, like, a core lineup of beers that you make?
Yeah, we do, yeah. So we started with four core beers. We started with a raspberry Berliner Weiss. We have a Pilsner, our White Lye Pilsner, we call it, which is a dry hop lager. We have a Pale Ale, the Giver, and we also have the Homewrecker, Hazy IPA. And those were the first four we started with. And we've done 16 different brews after that, but those are the ones we always come back to, for sure.
Awesome. Can you also talk a little bit about your food program, though?
Oh, I could. It's an ever-rotating menu, for sure. Our chef, Nelson Daniels, actually came over from Waterfront Wines. He's also one of our business partners in the Vice and Virtue. So he does everything. He smokes his own meat. He breaks his own bread. He pickles his own vegetables. The boys work really hard to have a super fresh menu. Ever rotating, using local ingredients, local farmers. Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. You have to come check it out for sure.
Yeah. Awesome. Thanks a lot, man.
No worries. Thank you.
Cheers. Hi, I'm Al Renner with Alchemy Brewing Company.
All right, so you're one of the newer breweries. Where are you guys located?
We're in Kamloops.
All right. Are you guys currently open right now?
Yeah, we opened December 15th of 2018.
So fairly new. So what kind of beers do you guys specialize in?
We're doing mostly American-style ales, IPAs, West Coast stuff. We're going to start doing some sours coming up here, but yeah, just more of the playful stuff. Nothing too heavy traditionally.
Makes sense. Can you tell me a little bit about the two beers you brought for the festival here?
Yeah, we brought our Broken Resolution, which is our Hazy IPA. It's got some oat malt, superior oat malt in there. It's got some wheat malt. It's dry hopped with Amarillo and Attanum. We brought it out in January to try to drive people into the brewery because they were going to be, abiding by their resolutions. And yeah, it's become one of our mainstays. And then the Sugarbush Maple Ale is one that's another favorite in house. We just basically made an Irish Red Ale with English yeast. And use some natural maple and a little bit of extract to flavor with.
Awesome. Well, I mean, I like going up to Kamloops, but what are some ideas for people to come out that way and bring them towards the brewery?
Our brewery offers something that's not really available or wasn't available before us in Kamloops. We've got we smoke in house, so we've got our wood-fired. Wood-fired pizza and our smokehouse barbecue. So we're doing the theme for our food was really kind of food truck, festival style food, really casual. That's something that Kamloops really needed. And this way they can come into the brewery, they can enjoy the beer, and then they can stay and get some food.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Thanks.
Hope you enjoyed those little interviews. Really enjoyed talking to the brewers and owners and their representatives that they had on site. I wish I had taken a little more time to get some more audio, but I was also a judge at the festival. So I was there the Friday enjoying the festival, but taking it a little easy and just visiting with people I hadn't seen in a while. And then at 10 a.m. on the Saturday, I joined the judges in the judging room. And we judged the beers from 10 a.m. until about 1:30 p.m. So there was a group of three panels. There was three judges each panel. So we would, each group dealt with four different categories. Each panel would judge the beers they were given one at a time, all blind. So we didn't know what beers we were drinking. We would just know the styles we were drinking. And we would come to our decision on what our favorite was in each of those categories. From that, they reset the tables and we all sat in a big group and we would discuss what we thought would be the best of show. So we started with every winner from every category. We all sat around and we were discussing them, you know, giving our arguments for why they should be the best, why they maybe shouldn't be. And we whittled it down. We tried to whittle it down to six options, but there was a tie. So we started with seven. We reduced it down to seven. From the seven, we did another round of arguments. brought it down to a group of, I think it was four beers. And then from there, we brought it down to the winner. And now I'll read out the list of the awards we judged on. So for the best amber dark ale, it was a Smoke and Mirrors from Coal Harbor Brewing Company from Vancouver, BC. The best cider was Broken Ladder Rosé, BC True Fruits Cider from Kelowna. Best fruit beer was Wood Crush from Twin Sails Brewing, Port Moody, BC. The best IPA was Loop Line IPA, Iron Road Brewing, Kamloops, BC. The best pale ale was Squirrel Chaser Hazy Pale Ale from Yellow Dog Brewing, Port Moody, BC. The best Pilsner Lager or Kolsch goes to Night Watch Coffee Lager, Lighthouse Brewing, Victoria, BC. The best ESB was the English Subtitles ESB, Kettle River Brewing Co., Kelowna, BC. The best sour was Tart Wild Ale with Pineapple and Guava from Lupolo Brewing, Vancouver, British Columbia. The best specialty beer was the Beer Mosa from Bad Tattoo Brewing out of Penticton. The best specialty IPA was the Dreamboat Hazy IPA from the Parkside Brewing out of Port Moody. Then we get to the best stout porter was the Tennessee BBA Imperial Milk Stout from BNA Brewing out of Kelowna. Then we had the best wheat ale was the Dimwit from the Parkside Brewery from Port Moody. And after all our arguments, we came down to the best in show with Wood Crush, the Twin Sails Brewing Company out of Port Moody got that one. Now, of course, you don't have a beer fest without having the locals vote on their choice winners too. So we had the Cascades Casino People's Choice Award winners for the best beer was the What the Fog Hazy IPA from Slackwater Brewing Company out of Penticton. They're still under construction and they'll be open up this summer. The best cider was the Broken Ladder Rosé Just Like Us from BC Tree Fruit Cider, Kelowna. And the best food was Surfside California from Kelowna. And then they also had a contest where you could vote for the best packaging. So they have the Super Deluxe Creative West Key Graphics Best Label Design. The best label design gold was the Ghost Ship Hazy IPA from Lighthouse Brewing out of Victoria. The best label design silver was Lucky Pig Tangerine Ale from Red Racer Brewing Company out of Surrey, BC. And the best label design bronze goes to Sunblink Berry Sour from Cannery Brewing right out of Penticton, BC. So it's one of my favorite festivals every year. There's lots of amazing beers. It's nice, too, because some of the breweries that come out don't have a presence out in Vancouver or in the Metro Vancouver area. Or if they do, it's a very small presence, like breweries like Crenogue, who are only on tap. And good luck trying to find their beer out in Vancouver unless you go to one or two different bars that might have their beer on tap. And they're a really cool sustainable farm brewery out in Sorrento. I've been going for years, and I'm going to keep going back as long as they keep wanting me back. So if you are in the BC area in April, you really should make your way out to Penticton and check out the festival, especially next year for the 25th. It's going to be a massive party and going to just be a total blast. I guess even if you're not in BC, I heard people from as far as Texas, Washington. There was people from Alberta coming out. Alberta's not that far, really. So if you like a good beer fest and you want to try some neat beers from somewhere you're not used to, make your way out. If you want to check the festival out and see a little bit more about it, you can go to festofale.ca. They'll have lots of information. They've already announced the dates for next year. It will be April 17th and 18th, 2020, Friday and Saturday, like always. Hope you've enjoyed this episode, and I hope you'll come back for our next episode next week. Thanks for tuning in. Before we let this go, let's give a shout-out to our Patreon supporters. So thank you to the Indie Beer Show, Liz from Hop Bower, Steve, one of our co-hosts. If you would like to support us on Patreon, head over to patreon.com/pacificbeerchat. From there, you can support us at levels from $1 for just supporting us. I think $5, you get a shout-out on the show. And then you can also get a t-shirt, stickers, magnets. And the money from that will go to just make the show even better. So please check it out. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for tuning in. If you enjoy Pacific Beer Chat and would like to help make the show even better, consider supporting us on Patreon at patreon.com/pacificbeerchat. Or click on our support tab on the website and check out our affiliate links. We can be found on all podcast apps as well as pacificbeerchat.com. Leave us a review on iTunes to help raise our exposure.
and just get us more listeners. Drop us a line at feedback@pacificbeerchat.com. And to play us out, here is Lothian by Conundrum by Kevin Ems. Find them at conundrum-music.bandcamp.com. The song that plays us out is part of our intro.